May the words of my lips and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable to you, O God, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. The Spirit of God arrives powerfully today. The Holy Spirit touches the disciples for the first time. She whips around them as a mighty rushing wind and lights on them gently and fiercely like tongues of flame. She lands on the ears of the listening crowd and helps each one of them to hear in a language they know, the language that will help them receive the good news of God's love in Christ. The Spirit will send them out from that place into the many places where they are called to go and share that good news. Places that we have heard about, as I said, with the kids in all those stories of Easter people throughout the Easter season. And the Spirit will not only send them out, the Spirit will empower them for this task, giving them vision, wisdom, and ability to speak and discern, patience, persistence in suffering, and even companions for the journey. The Spirit of God arrives powerfully today. The Holy Spirit touches us too, though not for the first time. Where have you felt the Holy Spirit's touch recently? Did any of you read that pink paper that was in your bulletin on the way in today? Pull out that pink paper. I'm going to draw your attention to that. Did any of you read these excerpts from our confirmation students' faith statements? They're pretty inspiring. Don't read them now during the sermon. Make sure you have that paper and you take it home. Now, I kind of felt like, this is confession time, Cameron and Alana. I kind of feel like I failed our confirmands this year. Now, I kind of feel like I fail our confirmands every year, to be totally honest. There is just so much to pass on to these young people of faith in 2 short years. And this year, Alana and Cameron's second year of confirmation class, well, I was out for 12 weeks of maternity leave, and we've had scheduling difficulties all spring, not because of them, but because of my crazy schedule. And so I've just had even less time with them than usual. And there is just so much to pass on to them. Studying the Old Testament and the New Testament, learning the creeds and what they say, and the Lord's Prayer and what it means, talking about the Ten Commandments, learning about the 2 sacraments of our faith, Holy Baptism and Holy Communion, studying church history and Lutheran teaching and theology, especially in the Small Catechism. And it's not just that book learning that I want to pass on to them, not just knowledge, but a wisdom that will help them connect their faith to their lives, a connection that might sustain them in a world where this Christian thing that we do is becoming an increasingly weird thing, where this thing that they're getting into is less popular day by day. And I want to prepare them to, on this day, genuinely affirm their baptisms, as they will do in just a few minutes, because that's what confirmation is. It's an affirmation of baptism. It's saying yes to their baptisms and the promises that were made over them when they were small. Claiming those promises now is something that they will uphold themselves. And just listen for a moment to these promises that our girls are about to affirm. To live among God's faithful people. To hear the word of God and share in the Lord's Supper. To proclaim the good news of God in Christ through word and deed. To serve all people, following the example of Jesus, and to strive for justice and for peace in all the earth. Those are some big promises. This is a mighty task we're setting before these young women today. There is just so much to pass on to them. But let me say again, did you read those faith statements? The Holy Spirit touches Alana and Cameron today, and clearly not for the first time. There's so much to pass on to them, and I could never do it all. Even given all the time in the world, even given the best resources and curriculum from the best biblical scholars, and given, I think, even the wisdom of God itself, I could not do it. But just look at the things these young women have written. Alana, God is powerful and creates miracles. And in a more personal section I omitted, Alana testified to the exact places in her life where she has experienced such miracles. That is not something that you learn in a classroom. Cameron, that Christ's sacrifice is purely out of unconditional love for us. The forgiveness of our sins is why he left. And although he is not physically present, he lets us Christians know that he is here and that that was not the last of him. That experience of Jesus' presence, that's not something you learn just by studying the Small Catechism. I could have never taught them all that. No one could have. From the very beginning, from the time their parents brought them to the waters of life in holy baptism, from that beginning, the life of faith is a life of trust in the Holy Spirit, trusting her to lead and guide us, to inspire and to teach us, to accompany us all the days of our life. Because that's the promise that Jesus makes before he dies, rises, and ascends to the Father. That is the promise we heard in the words of the Gospel of John today, that though Jesus leaves, that though he is not physically present with us now, he will never leave us alone. We will never be left on our own to face all the temptations and evils and doubts and fears of this world, the devil and all his empty promises, as the confirmation rite puts it. We will never be left alone in our own grief or despair, or in our joy and celebration. We will never be left on our own to uphold those huge, mighty, big promises of our baptisms. Each day, by the power of the Holy Spirit, Jesus continues to be with us, within us, and for us. That's what he promises. And each day, by the waters of baptism, we will be renewed in our trust in that promise. Each day, the Spirit will speak to us anew the good news of an unconditional love that can never let us go and never let us down. Even we, parents and family members, don't have to worry about passing down all those things that our young people should know, because there's a lot of it. Because they have the Holy Spirit to comfort and to guide, to teach and inspire. She whips around them like a mighty rushing wind and lights on them as gently and fiercely as tongues of fire. She lands on their ears and helps them to hear the good news of God's love in Christ in a language that they know and understand. The Spirit will send them forth from this place to the many places where they are called to take this good news. And the Spirit will empower them for this task, uniquely empower them, giving them vision and wisdom, an ability to speak and discern, patience, perseverance in suffering, and even companions for the journey. And I know that our confirmands' faith statements are not the only glaring example of this in your life. Where have you felt the Holy Spirit's touch recently? I felt it this week at a conference of differing Christian denominations, often working in opposition to one another. But a conference where these people came together out of their mutual love for the church. I hear it in the prayer requests that are made from these pews every Sunday. I see her in the balloons and the streamers that dance around us this morning and the work that was put into putting them up, as they might remind us of the wind and those tongues of fire on the first day of Pentecost. I hear the Holy Spirit in tough talk from a friend, words I don't want to hear, words I don't want to expect, words that challenge me deeply. And I hear her in gentle talk when I need that too. I see her in the gathered community here each and every Sunday as somehow, as different people, as different members, as very different individuals out there in the world all week, every week, somehow we come together here on Sunday morning and she makes us into one body in Christ. And of course, I see her in the faith that Alana and Cameron have, in the faith they had before I ever met them, and the faith that they affirm today and go out from this place to share. We give thanks today for the presence of the Holy Spirit, which truly is the presence of Christ that will never leave us or abandon us or disappoint us. It's not a presence we can hide from or outrun. It's a presence that surrounds us with the unconditional love and grace of God this day and always. Thanks be to God. Amen.